I'd like to share it together as our opening prayer this morning. I'll read one, you'll read two, I'll do the odd numbers, you can do the even numbers. And we'll use this as a prayer this morning. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people.
How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in him should ponder them.
Everything he does reveals his glory and majesty. His righteousness never fails.
He causes us to remember his wonderful works. How gracious and merciful is our Lord.
He gives food to those who fear him. He always remembers his covenant.
He has shown his great power to his people by giving them the lands of other nations.
All he does is just and good, and all his commandments are trustworthy.
They are forever true, to be obeyed faithfully and with integrity.
He has paid a full ransom for his people. He has guaranteed his covenant with them forever. What a holy, awe-inspiring name he has.
Fear the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey his commandments will grow in wisdom.
Together, praise him forever. Amen. So the title of my sermon this morning is Don't Let Darkness Cover Your Light. Walking in love takes that darkness out of your life. While researching, I came across Charles Stanley's, one of his sermons, and I'm going to share his response to Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. So that's where this is coming from, Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. Watching a toddler mimic mom or dad is humorous, but it also highlights the important role that God has given parents and basically all adults. Imitation is a process by which the young learn and grow into adulthood, and it's also the way Christians mature, by imitating their Heavenly Father. When Paul wrote his letter to the Ephesian church, he repeatedly talked about the walk of believers. This was his way of describing an ongoing practice, a lifestyle. After listing Christian virtues like humility, gentleness, patience, tolerance, and love in chapter 4, Paul summed it by saying, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Salvation will free us to care for others in the same way that Christ continuously cares for us. In all things, Jesus is our example. Charles Spurgeon has written, "As we do imitate God, we become representatives of God." Sometimes I think I need that name tag. Pastor Beth, representative of God, and remind myself, watch my thoughts, watch my words. Don't stay low. Go get into the word, right? That little reminder, I am a representative of God. You are a representative of God. Especially when those who have shut God out of their lives. What are we sent into this world for? It is not that we may keep men in mind of God, whom they are most anxious to forget. If we are imitators of God as dear children, they will be compelled to recollect that there is a God, for they will see his character reflected in ours. I am a representative of God. Let's say that together. I am a representative of God. I've heard this of an atheist who said he could get over every argument except the example of his godly mother. He could never answer that. We are to walk as a believer in love with God, thinking of God and adoring God, and our words and actions are to display an emphasis of his love. We are his children, And so we are to be imitators of him. What a blessing he is as our example for living a Christian life. Just as children do with their parents, we are to act in accordance in a godly nature. Let us be representatives of God. Know that those who have walked away from their faith will continue to watch and listen to you as a child of God. They're watching and they're listening. We are encouraged over and over again to walk in love as Christ has, and love others as Christ has. Live a Christ-like life, not compromising with any wrong. And be willing and ready to forgive others, just as God in Christ has forgiven us. That forgiveness takes the weight off of our hearts, right? We don't need to focus on being sad or being wrong. We don't need to do that. Let that go. Christ forgives us. We need to seek his will and apply his word. And ask yourself, am I displaying the same kind of self-giving love that Jesus has? That's a tough task, but remember, it's something that we can all do in this world as imitators of God. Are you a representative of God that prays for the opportunity to make the most out of every opportunity? Ephesians 5, verses 3 and 4. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetous, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving thanks. Just those few words, we are encouraged to totally avoid sin. Conduct not fitting for a Christian is the direct opposite of walking in his love. But we are his representatives. It is with conviction that we turn to God with honesty. Have you been sharing your heart, both your joys and your pain, with him? He wants to hear of your wounds. He wants to help you. Do not be consumed by the darkness. Live as a child of God, looking to him to learn how to live a moral and pure life. There is a warning here about foolish talking. How quickly that happens when someone is maybe gossiping and you go, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I know what you mean. Right? Just like that, we get pulled in. But we need to represent God through our speech. Know that your words matter in your conversations. And remember, people are listening to representatives of God. Ephesians 5, verses 5 to 7. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an adulterer has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Those who live with sin do not know the true Jesus. They're part of this lost world. Empty words are used to make excuses. Their behavior becomes ungodly and adultery happens, and it happens very quickly. Those who live in sin will have no inheritance in God's kingdom. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 30 and 32, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. As believers, we must take responsibility and confess our sin. Our sins will be judged by God. And by confessing to him, he can deliver us from being judged. When you think that someone is saying something bad or negative about you, you're standing with God. You are his representative. Let it go. And we know that we can truly be forgiven if we have fallen into sin. Because we are his children, God truly loves us. His prayer for us is to have a healthy spiritual life. Verse 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. And Paul is reminding us that believers were in the darkness before believing in Jesus, before confessing their sins, before accepting him as the Lord. But believers have emerged from the darkness, walking as children into the light. It was not perfect, and it will not be perfect all the time. It was not perfect for them, but what joy they must have felt coming out of the darkness. And perhaps you have felt that when you accepted Christ. Dan was talking about that with the children this morning, walking out of the darkness. Paul shares to walk in kindness, goodness, and sincerity always. There is an enlightenment wherein believers live as the light of the Lord. So the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians 5 are, 22 and 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Do you have that in your mind and in your heart? Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We try each day to have those as part of our lives, but I bet each one of you can think of a person who resembles all of that, right? What a person of God they are. They walk the walk and they talk the talk. The fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and truth. And when we live by the fruit of the Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit in our own lives. You know, and even though it's good to share about your faith, and even though we gain a better understanding about our faith when we share with others and we get excited about our faith as we share with others, it may not immediately take hold of the other person, and that's okay. They will be changed by the Holy Spirit in God's time. But you can believe that your testimony and your life and your goodness is leading them closer to living by the light. The big lesson, again, don't cover your light. People are watching. Recognize and know the commandments as key components of living for God, as key components for living a spirit-filled life and living in joy. What are the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and mother. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor. Educate yourselves on these 10 commandments and avoid breaking any of them. When we break these commandments, we allow the darkness to come in. We need to prepare ourselves with wisdom. And some of us need to prepare, I would suggest that all of us prepare ourselves every morning. Ephesians 5, starting at verse 13. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See, then, that you walk circumspectly, watchfully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And therefore, do not be unwise, but understand that the will of what the will of the Lord is. Things done in secret will become exposed. If you're doing things in secret, you will know, and Jesus will know. God is aware of what is going on. Look carefully how you live. Be prudent, wise, and sensible with your actions and your words. Go back to those 10 commandments and recognize the will of God. Christ will shine upon those who wake from spiritual sleep. Those who wake from spiritual sleep are forgiven. We will be forgiven. It's possible to walk in the light and to live a spirit-filled life. Do not live lives of fools. Those lives tend to spiral out of control. Make the most of the time that you have been given here on earth. I would dare to say every minute counts. Your positive thoughts. Right? Every minute counts. Live as Jesus has lived. There is too much evil in this world. That's why it is so important to know the will of God. We attain wisdom and knowledge through his words. Each one of us, as a human being, is looking for something, right? I would venture to say that. And when we walk in the light, it means there is a constant filling of that Holy Spirit in our lives and in our hearts. What a joyful way to live. Worship and gratitude become a big part of a spirit-filled life. So those who are hanging out at home since COVID began and thinking, I can worship from home, you know what? You're missing something very special here at church. And Wellspring Church has a beautiful way of worshiping God. So be here. Be here with us or the church of your choosing. Here's a story from the Daily Guidepost. Mrs. Almond's faith-filled true life truly was a light in young Brittany's life. And it made me think of May, right? But actually, it's all of us. So a young woman walked hesitantly into our church service. She craned her neck as though she was looking for someone. It was my Sunday to sit in the back and to greet people coming in and help them find a seat. When she caught my eye, I gave her a smile and made room for her on the pew. After the service, I introduced myself, and she did the same. This young girl's name was Brittany. She had come hoping to see Mrs. Almond, an elderly woman and a faithful member of our church family. She's not here today, I said, explaining that Mrs. Almond was in the hospital recovering from pneumonia. Brittany appeared disappointed, and then she went on to tell me how Mrs. Almond had invited her to church many times over the years. And she shared how the widow had made her grilled cheese sandwiches after school when her mom was late at work. She recalled handmade mittens at Christmas and a giant chocolate Easter bunny at Easter, all gifts from Mrs. Almond. I smiled at Brittany, went on singing Mrs. Almond's praises. As she went on singing Mrs. Almond's praises, the widow was humble in the truest sense of the word, and she loved Jesus, and she showed it, and she always made time to think of others first. I said, I know a diner where they serve excellent grilled cheese sandwiches. And when I offered a treat to treat Brittany to lunch and then to take her to the hospital to visit Sarah, her face lit up. I could hardly wait to see that same happiness on Mrs. Almond's face when her unexpected visitor would arrive. When you have God in your heart, people know. When you share God's love, that story could have been about any of you in here. When you share God's love, people appreciate it, and people grow in his love. Verses 18 to 20. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is deception, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we were not being filled with the Holy Spirit, we do become weak. We do become tired in our spiritual walk. And Paul warns of the power of wine and how it easily enslaves people. When we look at Proverbs 20, verse 1, you will learn more about the evils of wine. And the Bible condemns drunkenness with no reservations. Paul spells out that alcohol can mess up one's judgment, one's self-control, and one's wisdom. He specifically shares that the Holy Spirit has the exact opposite effect. Alcohol can even mess with your balance, right? And that Holy Spirit that's in your heart has the opposite effect. The Holy Spirit enhances every part of our being to a more perfect routine, a daily routine. Filling up each morning with the Holy Spirit allows Christians to serve Jesus faithfully. There are a million people out there who need help and support from a Christian, from a loving person, from a Spirit-filled person. You know what? There are going to be days where we feel down or perhaps we stumble, but know that you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are loved. You will be able to get up. Keep trying and allow the love of Jesus to fill your heart. Fill up on God's words. And when our hearts are full, we naturally desire to worship God. And when we worship God, we find it natural to encourage others with their worship. What joy we feel when we are filled with that Holy Spirit. It just feels good to help others. It just feels good to have a joyful heart. Praising God becomes a natural way of life. That's my prayer for all of you. Praising God, may that become a natural way of life. And God rejoices in spontaneous worship. You know, when that's, you're singing in the car and that hymn comes up or that tune comes up and you're humming, Kathy's my hummer in the church, and you're humming a hymn, God rejoices in that spontaneous worship. Praise God. Give him all the thanks for all of your gifts and thank him for the ability to shine in this world. You're not letting darkness cover your love. I'm so thankful for that. Thank him for the ability to shine in his world. And give thanks to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. We thank you, God, that you have given us your Son to be our example of a godly life. We are so grateful for the many blessings we receive through Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. We praise you now and forever. Amen.